A 30-year-old man has been charged with assault, attempted robbery and vehicle offences. It'll be alleged he approached a woman in a car park on Dalton Drive in Maroochydore early last night and tried to rob her before she fled. He then tried to steal a second vehicle, which was parked at an intersection. But when that failed, he allegedly approached another vehicle on Sunrise Drive, pulling the 67-year-old female driver out of the car before driving off. The vehicle and the man were located a short time later at a Batinia service station. The accused is charged with multiple offences and will appear in court today. A bus, which has been specially refitted to sleep up to 20 people per night, is set to arrive on the Sunshine Coast early next year. The Maroochy Neighbourhood Centre is bringing the Sleep Bus to town to provide a mobile shelter for men who are sleeping rough as the region continues to battle growing rates of homelessness. A fundraising campaign is now also underway to launch a pink bus here to sleep women and children. Mostly sunny skies and warmer temps are set to return to the Sunshine Coast in time for the weekend. It's after the southeast copped a drenching on Wednesday. BOM meteorologist Shane Kennedy says we could even see a bit of sunshine on Friday.
Should be plenty of sunshine, so just sitting around just a 10% chance of seeing a light shower or two. Really be struggling to get too much rainfall on the Friday. In terms of temperatures, it should start to warm up again too with those extra clearance, so finally starting to feel a bit more like our summer.
For now, though, the Sunshine Coast is very soggy with flooding in low-lying areas. The BOM's got minor flood warnings out for Maroochy River, Mooloola River and Coochin Creek. However, all river levels are starting to ease. Since 9 a.m. yesterday, Bly Bly has received 106 millimetres, 101 at Pelican Waters and 111 millimetres of rain at Sippy Downs.